Welcome to Cat's Whiskers. It's a special night tonight, isn't it? I bet you're all excited, aren't you, eh? Now remember...
Hiya!
Oh, hi, PJ.
Isn't it cold? What? Richard, did you notice Chris Creeper? He's up past the top of the shed now.
Don't worry. The BBC experts are going to see to him.
Well, I wish to hurry up and come.
Surprise for you tonight, PJ. Huh? Close your eyes. Open them. What do you think? I bet you thought I'd forgotten. Giant box of fireworks, treacle toffee, chestnuts for the bonfire. Have I forgotten anything?
Only the date.
You have dates at Christmas, PJ.
No, today's date. It's the 6th. Guy Fawkes night is the 5th, last night.
Well, I thought today was the 5th. Mm. We'll have to keep it till next year now.
No, why should we? We'll have an extra Guy Fawkes night. Yeah, let's light the bonfire. At least we'll be warm.
Yeah, why not? You get some leaves to start the fire.
All right. Look, you stay in your basket, Geordie. Safe and sound.
Yes, you stay there, Moggy. What a pong. Mm. What have you been lying in? Look, would you mind moving your tail? Oh, dear. I've got to put the tin tape on now. Episode 6 of The Crab with the Golden Claws. Coming up.
The car, we're too late. They've got the captain. Come on, Snowy.
What, again?
Mustn't let them get away. Hey, a taxi! Taxi!
Taxi!
Taxi!
Taxi! To a central station, the driver.
Right, sir.
Driver, quick, follow that car.
Wait a minute. You can't both get in.
Get out, young man. I was first.
I beg your pardon. I was before you.
I have to be at Central Station in 15 minutes. Now, get out at once.
And I have to get to the hospital.
Hospital?
Urgently. I've just been bitten by this mad dog.
No!
Good dog, Snowy.
Well done, Tintin.
Right, driver, follow that car.
Yes. Which car?
Which car? That car. It's gone. Oh, Snowy, now what do we do? Where have they taken him? And who were those men? Wait a minute. I wonder if the Caribou Jeans behind all this. Suppose those men who abducted the captain were working for the mate and... Yes, that's it! Find the mate and we find the captain!
Great!
Well, all I can do now is look for the alley where I lost sight of the mate.
Good idea.
But I could do with getting a burnous to wear.
Huh?
Or I might be recognised.
Oh, yeah!
There's an old clothes shop down here somewhere.
Hey, look! It's a Thompson's!
A burnous like those two are wearing would do. Hey, it's the Thompsons!
Why'd you say that?
Thompson!
Tintin!
And Thompson!
Tintin! Thank goodness you're safe and sound. Extraordinary. Recognised us in spite of the disguise.
It was the walking sticks that did it.
The walking sticks? Oh.
Oh.
We got your cable from that desert place. What a time you've had.
Terrible. Are you sure there was opium on the Caribou Jean?
Positive. Hidden in tins with a red crab on the label. Extra fine crab.
Tins of crab?
They've got them in a shop. Down there.
Shop on the corner. Mohammed Ben Ali.
Come on.
Oh, I knew he'd say that.
No one about.
To be precise, no one about.
Look.
Hmm?
On the shelf. Those are the tins.
Anybody there? Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Anybody there?
Ooh. Ah! Something's happened to him. Behind the curtain.
Thompson? Thompson?
Where are you?
Thompson! Anne Thompson! Good heavens! Are you all right down there?
There's a step!
In fact, there's a cellar.
Nothing broken?
No. All's well. Yes, all's well.
What are you doing in my shop?
Ah, Mr. Ben Alley.
Yes?
Can you tell me where you got these tins of crab?
Tins of crab from Omar Ben Salad, biggest trader in Baga. He very, very rich. He has palace, horses, cars, even city, a seaplane.
Indeed. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You two make some inquiries about this Omar Ben Salad.
Yeah.
And as well as that, see if you can find the number of Ben Salad's private seaplane.
Oh.
But do be discreet.
Ah, mum's the word. That's our motto.
Yes, that's our motto. Dumb's the word.
Yes. Well, they do that. I'm going to get hold of a disguise.
Right.
I've got to find the mate. I'm sure he'll lead us to Captain Haddock.
You look very good in a burnoose, Tintin.
Shh! Snowy, a customer. Sidi, for the love of Allah. Thank you, Sidi. Thank you.
Hey, another customer.
It's the mate.
What?
Shh!
Oh, what the... You stupid old beggar! Look what you're doing with that stick! You might have broken me neck!
Phew, that was close. Ah, so that's where he went. Well, I'll just have to follow him. Come on, Snowy. Now.
What do you want?
I didn't hear any of Tintin. Oh, it was good. I've been lighting fireworks. Just lit the last one now. Cool! There it goes!
Yay! The terrific fireworks, Richard!
Yeah.
Hey, I reckon we've enough wood and leaves now. Can we light the bonfire? I'm freezing.
All right, all right. Come on. Now, BJ, I want you to stand a safe distance from the bonfire. Now, over there a bit. Go on.
A baby, you know. Here.
That's fine. You can't be too careful when it comes to bonfires. Right, here goes. Oh, the wood's nice and dry. Should be a good blaze in no time.
Oh, something moved. Over this side, Richard, down there.
What? I can't see anything.
Oh, there! It's a hedgehog! Quickly, Richard!
All right, calm down, BJ. Now, where's the spade? Right. Come on, my beauty.
Hurry, please.
You stay there, PJ. Right, onto the spade. Oh, she's curled up. And then, gotcha. Oh, just look at her.
Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah, she's a bit late finding her winter home, isn't she? Good job you spotted her, PJ.
Yeah. She's opening up. Having a good sleep.
Yeah.
Look at her little eyes.
Oh, there she goes. Oh, now, I've got to go back to the den to read the story. If I leave you here, promise to go no closer to the fire than this.
Promise.
Right, I'll bring the chestnuts back with me. Right, now then, are we ready? Look, off my chair, Geordie, please. Look, it is my chair, mate. Thank you very much. Right now, are you ready? This story is set in October 1829. Us hedgehogs haven't always had grubby faces. Deary me, no. Looking as if we'd been down a coal hole and forgotten where we put the face cloth. A flannel'll be no use now. The dirt is worn in, you see. Permanent. I'll tell you how it happened. One day... A long time ago, my great-great-great-grandfather, Cedric Arbuthnot Hedgepig of Widnes next the sea in far-off Lancashire, was out for a ramble down what he took to be a quiet grassy lane in the country.
Aye, bye, it can an Eccles cake to a dish of beetles, but it's a lovely day. Oh, champion, that's the word that taps the tin tack smack bang on the head. Champion. Hey, up, what's this gubbins here? I don't remember that from when I strolled along this way before. Bumped right into it. Ooh, bruised me shin. Cool. It's iron. Great long string bean lumps of iron. Dumped. Aye, dumped right in my road. Well, what am I supposed to do? Clamber over it? I came down here for a ramble, not an alpine mountain climbing expedition. Plus, if you'd believe it, plus great rotten old bulks of timber scattered about everywhere. Oh, they've turned me nice country walk into nothing more than a scrapyard. It's disgraceful.
Hobnail boots and rattling daisy chains. What on earth is that? It's a moving something, and it's rumbling right down the piled-up scrapyard. Not only that, it's making a noise like a whole phlogiston of hideous black thunderclouds arguing furiously with each other, and it's belching out assemblies of fumes like 100 ill-tempered dead masters smoking pipes angrily in a staff room, and it's... Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, I've no boots and empty buttercups. It's heading straight for me. Help. Oh, heck. What shall I do? Maybe if I close my eyes tight and squeeze my fingers into my ears, it will all... Go away. Has it? I think perhaps it has. Shall I open my eyes and look? Just a quick scranny. Pop them open, hoopla. Pop them shut. It has gone. Open them again slowly, gingerly, inch by inchly. There. Hobnail boots and dithering tadpoles, just look after that. It's like a rocket. Like a flying rocket it was. I don't think there's been anything like that before. Not hereabouts, anyway. Wait a minute. What's that there? A notice tacked onto a tree trunk. Announcement. Well, there's a start. Grand competition of locomotives. Well, I never did. Locomotives. Is that what it was? Hey, up. Who's that there in that puddle? Who are you, old grimy chops? It's not. It is. It's me. How did I get that? I'm all over grime, from eyebrow to belly button. I must wash it off. That'll be that girt great Billy Shenanigans belching soot about the place. And all down me front. Oh, this'll never come off. Stay there forever, it will. It did. Right proper ingrained, it got... There for good. Still, doesn't matter. Better camouflage-like, for tiptoeing across in front of blackboards when you're not supposed to be there, and passing unnoticed through coal cellars, should you have to. Anyway, hobnail boots and jelly wellingtons, as great-great-great-grandfather Arbuthnot would say, us hedgehogs were there when the rocket went by along the Rainhill level. By gum. So that's how the hedgehogs got their grubby faces, right? Oh, I better get back to the fire. Now then, oh, chestnut. Now, what else? Oh, the quiz. Oh, well, we can do it while we're near the fire. I think that's the lot. Right. Oh, burning well now, PJ.
Terrific.
I see you're gobbling up the treacle toffee. Have the last piece.
Oh.
Now, go on, I have some before.
I couldn't. Oh, if you insist.
Not a proper bonfire night without treacle toffee.
No. Terrific.
Yeah.
I think you better do the quiz.
What? Oh, I don't know. You're so willing and you end up doing everything yourself. Anyway, in tonight's quiz, you have to guess the title of a book from the names of the main characters which I shall give you.
Oh. I think I've done some permanent damage to my jaw.
Have you?
No, I'm all right, really.
Oh.
Oh, it's been a smashing surprise. Thank you.
Right, now, on with the quiz. First set of characters coming up. Augustus, Veruca, Violet and Mike TV. Got it? PJ, can you give them an extra clue?
Yeah. Oh, I love chocolate.
Bet you've got it now. Either that or you're being sick at home. Now, the title is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Right, next lot of characters. Next lot of characters are one of my favourites, this. Mm-hmm. Gordon, Henry, Edward, James, and wait for it, go, PJ.
Diddly-dom, 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 diddly-do, diddly-do, diddly-do.
Yes, well, don't go really mad, that's fine. Yes, now, it's dead easy, isn't it? It was, yes, Thomas the Tank Engine. Third question. The characters are Ginger, Henry, William, and Douglas. Over to you, PJ.
Right. I'll scream and scream and scream until I'm sick.
Yeah, I can see you doing that too, PJ. And the title of that one was... what was it? It was... Just William. So, there we are. They were the names of the outlaws. Well, that's the end of the quiz. Oh, smashing. Isn't it nice out here?
Mm.
Oh, it's lovely watching the sparks twist and turn into the darkness. I wonder where they go. I say, was that a spot of rain?
Oh, more than a spot. It's going to chuck it down.
Oh, back to the den. Run! Steve Cram, eat your heart out.
Ow, the hedgehog sounded right away. I'm soaked.
Oh.
I'll get wood rot or shed disease.
Oh, here's a towel.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
Oh, look at Geordie. Oh, he must be dreaming. His tail's swishing and his whiskers are twitching. Oh, but he's fast asleep.
Right, time for the cereal.
Shh.
Right, time for the cereal. Episode 6 of The Castle of Adventure.
You know, Dinah.
Well, how was I to know the lever wouldn't open the floor up again?
Oh, it's horrible being stuck down in this old underground room.
Oh, stop making such a fuss, both of you. Jack will be back soon. He can open the floor from up in the hall.
I suppose so. Hey, I could play a trick on him. I could hide. In one of these.
In a suit of armour?
He'll never know me from all the others. Here, give me a hand, Dinah.
Poor old Jack. He'll jump out of his skin.
He's been gone a long time, hasn't he? He only had to call Kiki. She's never that far away. You don't think those men could have come back and caught him, do you?
Of course not.
Do you know, I've just had a...
It's funny. Your voice coming out of a suit of armour.
Well, the thought isn't so funny. Those men we saw going down the hill. I don't think they've got anything to do with this castle business. One of them looked like that tall man from the farm.
But that'd mean the men Jack saw last night might still be in the castle somewhere.
And Jack's wandering around up there all on his own. Oh, I wish he'd come back.
Oh, come on, Kiki, let's get back to the others. I don't know what you find so interesting in this dusty old room anyway.
Dusty, musty, musty!
Shh!
Dusty,
listen! It's the men coming across the courtyard. Quick, Kiki, behind this curtain. Look like those two are going off to search again. But where's the other? Oh no, he's going to go down to the underground room.
The floor's opening. Someone's coming.
Well, let's just hope it's Jack.
So, and what have we got here, eh? Here, you two, come and see what I found. Yes, it looks like we found our intruders.
Lucian, don't be scared. Say there are just two of you looking around the castle. I'll stay in the armour till I can get away.
And what are you doing here, you two? And you better tell us everything or else...
We only came to look at the castle and we just came across this room by accident.
Yeah, does anybody else know you're here?
No. Oh, please, couldn't we just go?
Well, so you won't go home and tell about what you've seen here? No, I don't think so. I think you'll stay here until our work is done.
And then maybe we let you go.
But...
if you behave yourselves. Now, my friends here and I have some business to discuss. You can go upstairs, but stay where we can call you.
Come on, Lucianne.
Yeah. Stay close by now, or you'll be sorry.
Oh, what horrible men.
Lucianne.
Oh, Jack, who made us jump?
Where's Philip?
He's still down there, hiding one of those suits of armour. I don't think what'll happen to him if those men find out he's there.
We've got to get help.
But who are we going to get? Auntie Ally's away.
I wish Will Smuggs was here. He'd know what to do.
Well, he isn't. We don't even know his address. All we know is he's staying in a town 20 miles away. But we'll find someone to help once we're away from the castle. Come on, we can get out across the plank.
No use, Jack, it's gone. We've been in every room.
No wonder the men let us out of that underground room. They've taken our plank away so they know we can't get out of the castle.
Well, at least they don't know Philip's here.
And we mustn't let them find you either, Jack. Where will you hide?
Out in the courtyard, I suppose. The gorse bush seems to be as safe a place as any. You and Lucianne can sit nearby. Whisper to me what's going on. Well, I suppose if the coast's clear, we ought to make our way back there now.
All right. We'll go first. Warn you if we see the men.
It'll be getting dark soon, and it's getting cold.
What a pity! What a pity!
Poor old Kiki. She's just as bored as we are sitting out here for hours.
Jack, you don't suppose... Well, if we tied a message to Kiki's leg, you don't suppose you'd fly with it? To Tessie, I mean.
Kiki'd never leave, Jack.
Oh. She's right.
Well, we've got to think of something.
Button! How did you get here?
If only we knew.
He must have run off when Tessie wasn't looking.
Poor old Button. Looking for Philip, are you?
Oh, listen. I've got an idea.
Oh, yeah.
If Button can't find Philip, he'll go to Tessie. Couldn't we write a note, tie it to Button somehow? He'd be bound to take it back to Tessie.
Well, I suppose Button is the only one who knows how to get out of here. It's worth a try. I've got a bit of paper here somewhere.
Hey, you girls! Time to come inside now!
I'll write a message telling Tessie we need help.
Come on!
We'll have to go, Jack.
All right. And don't worry. Once Button gets the message to Tessie, she'll soon bring help.
Right. Now we're shutting you in here, you two. Behave yourselves! We'll be back in the morning.
Philip, are you there?
Of course I'm here. I've been here for hours. I've never been so stiff. Help me out of this thing.
But what if the men come back?
Well, I'll hide under the bed. Anyway, they said they wouldn't be back till morning.
Did you find anything out, Philip? About what the men are up to, I mean.
They're certainly planning something. They've got all sorts of maps and things. I couldn't understand what they are saying. They don't always talk to each other in English. What's happened to Jack? He hasn't managed to get out and go for help, has he?
None of us could get out. The men had found our plank and hidden it.
So we're all still trapped then?
Yes, but I don't think for much longer. Lucianne had a brilliant idea for getting help.
What?
Button came looking for you, Philip. Jack's tying a message to him to take back to Tessie.
Oh.
But don't you see? When Tessie gets the message, she'll bring help.
What's the matter, Philip? Don't you think it's a good idea?
Well, it might have been, but...
But what?
But, well, Tessie can't read.
I wonder if Geordie could be like Button the Cub and carry a message to the BBC telling Julie it's time for her to take over.
Yeah, Moggy Mail, the Pongy Postman.
Oh, aye, do you mind?
I apologise, Geordie. Here, we never ate the chestnuts, did we?
Mm.
Oh, well, next week at 6:30. Take care now. Over to you, Julie.
Thank you, Richard. Hey, this is becoming a bit of a habit, isn't it? Hello again. Programme 6, we're over halfway through the first series of Cat's Whiskers, and all the letters that are coming are just brilliant. Now, for this programme, you'll need pen and paper, but first some jokes from Thomas Sheehan and Rachel Marriott.
And now for the joke shop!
aren't there any aspens in the jungle? Because the powers eat them all.
What do you call a deer with no eyes, no idea?
Right, we're going to make some colourful cat's whiskers cookies. And I've got a couple of helpers with me, Rosalind and Dan. This particular recipe is rather nice because we don't have to put it in the oven, we don't have to use a cooker or anything. Now then, we'll start off with digestive biscuits. And you need 75 grams of those, that's 3 ounces. 50 grams of nuts, which is 2 ounces. 250 grams of dates, that's 8 ounces. And the same with marshmallows, those nice pink and white ones. And then you need 75 mils or 3 fluid ounces of double cream. So I think any cat would appreciate that, wouldn't it? Right, so I'll give you the recipe again at the end when we've made these colourful cat's whiskers cookies. So make sure you've got pen and paper with you and you can jot it all down. So we'll start off with the biscuits. Stick them into a plastic bag. That's it. And then wallop it with a rolling pin. There we are. Great, that's wonderful, marvellous. So we can stick that in the bowl if you'd like to do that. Mm-hmm. Just need an ordinary mixing bowl and you'll need a wooden spoon to do a bit of stirring. The next thing, which are the nuts. Now you can either buy chopped nuts already in a packet or choose any nut that you like. Okay, I'd like to put that in the bowl then. There we are, and give that one a stir. So we've got the biscuits and the nuts together. Right, and the next thing is some dates. Now we need to cut those up into little pieces. So for this you'll need a knife. So watch it, if you're doing it on your own, make sure you've got Mum or Dad near and it's not too sharp. So that's going to take quite a while, so we'll all have a go at this, shall we? All right, so we've got those all cut up. Give them a good stir round. Now for the colourful bit, the marshmallows. Now marshmallows are very sticky, so the best way to cut these up is to use a pair of scissors, would you believe? While they're doing that, I'll just remind you of the recipe if you've got your pen and paper. You need 75 grams of digestive biscuits, that's about 3 ounces, 50 grams or 2 ounces of chopped up nuts, any that you fancy, and 8 ounces or 250 grams of dates, also cut up into pieces, and 8 ounces or 250 grams of marshmallows, cut up into pieces, probably with a pair of scissors is best. And then we get onto the double cream afterwards, and we need 3 fluid ounces of that. Right, now what we're going to do is mix all that lot together. All right, give them a stir. Lovely. Right, when it's all mixed up together and is nice and gooey, the next thing to do is add the cream. Now then, make sure all the cream is really mixed in. So that in fact, it looks like a sort of paste at the end. And when it goes in the fridge, you see, it'll set. Now, it doesn't look wonderful, does it, like that?
No.
But I tell you, when it's all made up, it's delicious. Now, squidge it all up together. So you just mould it like you would plasticine or something like that. You're going to make cats, you see. And when you've made a little circle for the head and you've made another little circle for the body, you can decorate it. And the good thing to use for that is cherries and some currants and some licorice. So you put a currant in each eye, like that. And then what about the cherries?
Nose.
Shall we cut those in half and pop the nose in there? There we are. And then what about the licorice? What do you reckon we can use that
Tail and whiskers.
And then with the other half of the cherry, cut that into quarters. And that makes one ear and then another ear. Right? So there's your cat. Now, if you put all those onto a baking tray or a flat dish of some sort, and then lay them all out and we put them in the fridge for about 3 or 4 hours, then they all set and go hard and you've got a whole tray load of delicious, colourful, rainbow-coloured cat's whiskers cookies. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope you got that recipe down, and while you're prepared, here's the address if you want to write. And don't forget, you've got until the end of this week to get in your Hot Halloween Butties chart entries. Julie First, Cat's Whiskers, BBC, P.O. Box 40, Manchester, M60, 1FR. Next week I'll be announcing the winners of the Designer Den and Fossil competition, so make sure you join me. Till next Sunday then, goodbye.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. There's been an angry reaction to reports that the Chancellor, Mr. Nigel Lawson...